The building at this site, which now houses the Old Slave Mart Museum, is the only surviving building in South Carolina that had been used as a slave auction gallery. In the antebellum period, the era leading up to the Civil War, Charleston was a commercial center for the plantation economy. Where there were plantations, there were slaves. The Old Slave Mart was built in 1859 as a result of a city regulation that prohibited public sale of slaves. The Old Slave Mart made it possible for the slave trade to continue in Charleston now that it had been moved to an indoor private location. It only operated for 4 years, closing its doors in 1863 during the Civil War. 2 years later, slavery would be abolished in all of the United States. After 1865, the building's ownership and use changed many times. Between 1878 and 1937, the building was a tenement for Black Americans. In 1838, Miriam B. Wilson purchased the building, called locally the Old Slave Mart. Wilson established a museum featuring African and African American arts and crafts. In 1964, Judith Ragg Chase and Louise Ragg Graves took over the Old Slave Mart Museum and got the Old Slave Mart building placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1973. They operated it until 1987. The city of Charleston bought the property in 1988, having recognized its importance in the history of the slave trade in Charleston. The Old Slave Mart Museum inside the building displays accounts, many firsthand, of the slave trade from freed slaves told through photos and writings on display. There are very few objects or interactive exhibits, so children may be bored. But if you don't know much about the history of the slave trade, you will find this museum interesting. It will take an hour to go through the museum. It is open Monday to Saturday and costs $7 for adults, $5 for children 5 to 17 or seniors 60 or older, and children under 5 are free. For our next stop, continue down Chalmers Street to where it dead ends on State Street and turn right. Then you'll take your first left onto Broad Street. Broad Street will end at East Bay Street, and you'll see the old Provost and Exchange building directly in front of you.